As for being called a traitor, that's part of the price of telling the truth that the president doesn't want told. I paid that price myself.
Recognize the voice? That would be Daniel Ellsberg, the Pentagon Papers. He was a famous whistleblower. Will there be the same fate for Edward Snowden, or will he spend time behind bars? Or does he get squeezed by the Chinese? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. A lot of questions still swirling about the leaker who dumped the information about the NSA, who puts us all in a position of questioning, geez, just how much did we really realize the government was prying into our personal lives? This is not a secret. We knew that information was being collected. We've known this for years, certainly after the Patriot Act kicked in after 9/11. Our way of life changed in a very, very big way. But what's right, what's wrong, and what is lost in all of this? We do not want to lose our constitutional rights. We do not want to lose our freedoms. I hate the word slippery slope. It's more like a crash of an elevator when suddenly you lose power. We don't want to end up down that same shaft. So somebody likened it to, oh, the president's checking your email. So he's the man in charge, ultimately. But the president is not checking our email. Somebody else is. Somebody else is, who might not even be qualified in one sense of the word. Who knows who's working and doing that sort of thing? Because there's so many contractors in that position. That's what Snowden was. Edward Snowden was a kid who didn't have a high school diploma, who messed around in community college, but that was it. Ended up getting a $200,000 gig, worked for the CIA and the NSA in some capacity, and had access to all this classified data, and said he couldn't stand it anymore and didn't care about the job, and wanted to release the information. And he touched off a wild, chaotic firestorm when he leaked the documents that revealed really the true scope of the NSA's collection of telephone and internet data. And the stories around him just keep giving. We know this will be optioned as a movie. It's just a question of if it's Lifetime or something bigger. His girlfriend says she's lost at sea. His girlfriend works on a pole, a real pole. She's a stripper. She says that her boyfriend came forward as the leaker and really created a big chasm in her world and opened up the door and closed it all at once and said she was shocked by some of the things that she's heard. Here's the deal. It's not about the girlfriend, it's about Snowden, and it's about whether or not you truly believe deep down he did something like a big favor for all of us, or he is somebody who's a traitor and needs to go through the justice system, needs to be tried. I think he's in damage control now at this point. Because he has to be concerned, realizing that, oh yeah, I'm gonna pay the price for this data dump of my own by leaking this to the Guardian and to the Washington Post and to whomever else he leaked the information to. Those two seem to be the biggest. And there's more shoes to drop in this story. So where does that lead us? Massive spying, I think, is absolutely outrageous. But there's a manhunt underway for Snowden, and he is nowhere to be found in Hong Kong so far. At this point, there are theories flying around that he could have gone to China. We don't know that for sure. I say, why not pick somewhere where they're not going to extradite you? Maybe China wouldn't do that because they would try to pump him for information. John Boehner had no problem the other day calling Snowden a traitor. Rand Paul is reserving judgment, while Google is a little panicked and they're saying, we had nothing to hide, just so you know, about the government snooping. We weren't allowed to really say anything about it. They decided to kick open a letter to the Attorney General and the FBI director requesting the ability to make public the number of Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act requests that it got. Dave Drummond, who's Google's chief legal officer, says transparency will serve the public interest without harming national security. Well, the cat's out of the bag now. So I agree. Release that information. We don't care. They're not the only ones concerned. There are six other tech companies that were reported last week to be participating in the NSA's information sharing program, this thing that's now flying around called PRISM. And the other companies besides Google are Facebook and Yahoo and Microsoft and AOL and Apple and PalTalk, and all of them are denying providing direct access to their servers. They hope to quell the public's belief, Google does, that Google is giving the government full access to the user's personal information because their phone lines are blowing off the hook. They're getting emails galore. And now they want everybody to know, it's not my fault. Don't blame me. Shouldn't it be that we can choose to get rid of emails, keyword searches, online history, all that stuff that Google and Microsoft and all the people I just mentioned store up, all phone companies deleted upon the direct request by the users, right? I mean, how easy is it to paint really anyone as a terrorist? Because you can manipulate the information. You can manipulate it so easily. That's also worrisome. Very. Because of what they've got. They say they have this FISA court, but they have never once rejected an order of any sort of ever spying on Americans. They just do what the government wants them to do. It's all part of the same thing, the power grab. NSA illegally accessed servers using employees as social engineering folks. I mean, come on. So Google doesn't want to be the bad guy here, and they want everybody to know it's not them. It's not us. It's not us. I swear we didn't do it. Hey, coming up in this hour, we're also going to talk to Mike Bonacorsi about some really specific things that some of you asked about with retirements. He comes on twice a month to give us some great insights on how to be retirement ready, whether you're 30, 40, 50, 60, or you just turned 70 and you are looking at doing some fishing and you're hoping you have enough money to get a few Big Macs or two. So we're going to chat with him. Plus, the CEO of what's becoming a hot new thing, online schools for K through 12th grade. Imagine that, a five-year-old just doing the online schooling thing. It's pretty interesting, and they've had some decent results. We'll also talk to him a little bit later in this hour. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Here on America Tonight. Wonder if they're illegally data mining us right now. Oh, no, that would be legally, right? Because you can stand behind a couple of things in the Patriot Act and some of the crazy reach now, unfortunately, that the government has. But I had a huge discussion today with somebody at the Pentagon who said, well, you know what? Draw a line on the paper. Put down the old Benjamin Franklin, the pros and the cons. At what point do you feel as though you want everything to be completely open in this society and you're rolling the dice at the craps table and hoping that they don't pierce the bubble again, meaning terrorists don't pierce the bubble and kill more innocent people like we've seen happen, even those that are homegrown? But I say that's an easy thing to use as an umbrella, because you could just say Patriot Act, that's what it is. It's a form of the Patriot Act. We're looking at several ways that we legally can use surveillance on you, and it seems as though people are being targeted. It does. It's, you know, you couple that with the IRS stuff and a few other things, it's enough to make you more than paranoid, that's for sure. Let's head out to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, this spying scandal, it's a gold mine for Verizon. They can use a commercial there. I'll be getting commercials out now saying we got more network coverage than anybody else. Even the terrorist uses us.
Yeah, everybody uses us, good, bad, or
yeah.
Ugly. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good commercial for them. They'll be out there campaigning that.
Yeah. Hey, there's no doubt. I mean, listen, we know that. You know this, Rick. We know there's sleeper cells here. We know there's open borders. We know people have gone back and forth. We know some people came in on student visas. Of course. I mean, this isn't a secret. But the question is stopping the so-called trigger people, the trigger man, before it happens.
Yeah.
How do you do that? I mean, you know, I'm not a spy. Yeah, we're doing it now with this data dump. Here's what I think. Now that it's all exposed, then tell us what you stopped.
But they have caught a guy. He's gonna blow up the New York subway.
Yeah, that's true.
It was 3 years ago. They caught him because he get phone calls overseas. So.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, we need to monitor them. But they're not listening to conversations. Not like I just watch my phone number.
Yes, they're looking at phone numbers and putting the numbers, the metadata stuff. They're putting the phone numbers together, and that's what they're looking for. So, no, it would be, they couldn't do it. You'd have to have so many people, and you know how good they are at contracting people out. So that's part of the problem.
If you had to sit there and listen to the payload holders talk, you'd be dead, bored to death. You'd be dead sitting in a chair.
I think you'd be bored to death with half of the conversations you heard going on, so touche.
I think 99% of them.
Yeah, I think so. 99%, can you imagine, how's it go? Well, how are you doing over there? What are you doing? Yeah. What did y'all have for dinner? Oh, yes. Oh, I saw those pictures. I mean, it's like the nonsense sometimes that you see on social media. Some of it's good and clever, and some of it is just the same old, so yeah.
Yeah. I don't have that stuff. I don't know. Anyway, I think Obama will get his Navy SEALs out and we'll look for that guy.
Well, here's the thing. If he goes to a country where they don't extradite, then he's safe. But there's a handful of those countries. China is the big theory now, because then the Chinese could get some information from him. But then that puts him in a scary situation. I think he ultimately will be extradited and he will be tried. They're looking at the charges now and they'll go after him. But he's, at this point, he's missing. So all the king's horses and all the king's men, meaning Obama, are not going to find this guy right away, especially if he's in China, because it's to their advantage to sit there and get some information that they think might be useful out of him. So doubtful he's going to turn up if he's there. Definitely not. If he's some, why doesn't he go to Iceland? Someone said, just like Bobby Fischer did. Ray in Missouri. Hey, Ray.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Oh, we're enjoying some decent weather.
Okay. Woohoo! No floods, huh?
Oh, not lately.
Yay, that's good news.
Been like a week and a half, so we're
a week and a half, I love it.
I still got 35 acres I don't have planted because you can't get a tractor in the field.
That's sad.
Oh, my. I hate following Rick. I really hate following Rick.
You do? Why, because you're completely on the opposite polar ends of this thing?
No, I enjoy Rick. It's just that one time when he said us people from Missouri need to put our six-toed socks on. And I've never got over it.
Oh, he's sarcastic. He's trying to get a rise out of you.
Oh, I don't know what to say about all this nonsense other than they're crazy folk in the government. There are. How are we going to fix it? We got to get people to vote.
We got to get people to vote. We got to get people that are paying attention. Look how your senators and congress people are voting. If you don't like it, you're right. Vote them out. Call and pound them on the phone lines and email them. And trust me, it really is about, if we're all people movers, you move a bunch of people and you get them involved, and before you know it, things change because the people in power want to stay in power, so they don't want to lose their next election. So if there's an outcry from the constituents, there's your power.
Yeah. We got a president that says when he was running for office that we will not wiretap nobody, period. That's against the rules, and now he's the one covering his butt over that, whether he had anything to do with it or not. he's in a bunch of trouble. There's shenanigans with the IRS and Holder and him and her and everybody else. It's crazy. There's a lot of cover-ups. I don't know what's going on.
It is a lot of cover-ups. It is. It's crazy. Crazy is, you know, it's like somebody said, just pick a word. Use one word to describe it. Crazy, Ray, I'm going to steal that from you. I think it's crazy. And, you know, we've got this poll that just came out that says 57% say the leaks about their surveillance programs wouldn't affect the ability of the United States to prevent future terrorist attacks. 30% say the fact that the programs had been made public would weaken the government's efforts to prevent terrorism. A CBS News poll that was released on Tuesday say nearly 6 in 10 Americans say they disapprove of the government's collecting phone records of ordinary people in order to reduce terrorism. But 3/4 say they approve of the government's tracking phone records of Americans. So which is it? If you specifically would say, oh, you wouldn't believe the avalanche of information that we're collecting, and it is leading us right down this path where we are stopping plots dead in their tracks, could be a much different call on this. I mean, no doubt it is so awkward. It's awkward. The reason it's awkward is because we heard one thing and really we're getting another. Now we have this massive discovery that the National Security Agency is just routinely collecting information. And that information might just be phone numbers, but why should they see that you're calling all the same number? Or not calling the same number, or you're calling a specific line, some 800 line for something. They can tell your habits. Ooh, look, there they are ordering again, more clothes, more whatever. Anybody who calls on porn, you're just asking for it because I'm assuming there's porn lines, which that's in and of itself can be a dangerous thing if you go down in that direction. But those numbers would all be recorded. So in speeches and testimony, they've suggested, the NSA, that the agency's immense power is focused only on terrorists and other foreign targets, but they don't invade our privacy. I say, phooey on that. They're invading our privacy, and they have to get rid of this program. Have to get rid of it. Stay with us.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, sea cucumber, super fem and super male plex, plus glucosamine chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
On the show a couple of times a month. He wrote a book that's, I think, a must read by everyone. It's called Retirement Readiness, Creating Your Vision, Knowing Your Position, and Preparing Your Future. He has a zillion degrees and certificates on his wall. He is a certified financial planner. And the best thing about this guy is he swears to me he makes the best sausage and peppers on the planet Earth. So I have got to make my way to his neighborhood. Mike Bonacorsi, how are you?
Good, good, Kate. And that's absolutely true. That's one thing you can take to the bank.
I love that. You know, because I grew up, well, first in New York for a few years, but I grew up in Philly. And all my friends, a lot of my friends were of Italian descent from South Philly, and they swear by their, you know, their sausage and their peppers. So we had a lot of the sausage and peppers going on.
Oh, yeah. When we were kids, we had a camp in Georgetown, Massachusetts. My parents did. And we used to have these huge outings. And they'd make 50 pounds of sausages, a bushel of peppers, you know, a bushel of steamed clams, and it would last all day.
Sounds so good. All right, we better get away from food or we're never going to get to this. Because I could talk about that all night long. We start going down that road. This is a big question, and this is one. It's funny. We've covered everything around this, but when somebody hits a certain age, the big number is 70. Somebody turns 70, and they think it's immediate that they have to take a distribution from their IRA. Do they have to do that?
Yeah, you know, these RMD rules are a little confusing. The good thing about it is that most of your plan custodians, your IRA custodians, the confusion comes in the first year, because after that, a lot of times you're allowed to set them up on like an auto drive type process. But RMDs are critical. The big reason is that if you don't take your RMDs during the time you're supposed to, the fines for them can be quite hefty. They can actually be up to 50% of the undistributed amount. So they can be healthy. But it's actually at age 70 and a half, and a lot of people get that confused. They think it's age 70. Is that the year you turn 70 and a half, you have to take a minimum distribution, it's a required minimum distribution, from employer-sponsored plans or your traditional IRA. Now, there is an exception on that. If you want, the very first year, the year you turn 70 and a half, you can defer it, you can delay it until April 1st of the following year. And occasionally people will do that, especially if they forget the first year. You do have until April 1st of the following year, but that year you have to take two of them. So it's important, if you're going to choose that option, make sure you sit down with somebody and have them run the numbers for you. Especially if you're taking a substantial amount out of your IRAs. You don't want to have a big tax liability, because you do have to pay taxes on this money.
Yeah, and that goes to the next question. It's what we're talking about here. How much, you say substantial, how much do you need to withdraw? People always want an exact number.
Yeah, the way the number it comes from, it's based on the previous year's December 31st account balance. So whatever the account balance was at the close of the previous year, December 31st. And then there's two basic tables that apply here. And it depends on your beneficiaries. These are basically beneficiary-driven as to how much you take out. If your spouse is 10 years or more older than you, the IRS has a joint and last survival table that they use. And you basically take the number from that table, divide it into your account value, and it'll tell you how much you need to take out on that specific account. If your spouse is not your sole beneficiary, or your spouse is younger than 10 years, then they use the uniform lifetime table, which is the second calculation. So the only time you use the joint and last survivor is that if your spouse is 10 years older than you, 10 years younger than you, or more. If they're less than that or is not your spouse, then you use the uniform lifetime table.
All right, so that's great advice. Pay attention to that. This is something that applies to almost everybody I know, and it's the art of juggling these different accounts. So you have a couple of IRAs, you have a couple of 401ks with former employers. Do you have to withdraw from each of those?
Yeah. When you're dealing with IRAs, you have to calculate the amount for each account that you have in each account. You have to calculate what the distribution is. But you can aggregate that. In other words, you can take the amount that you want. You can take the total amount out of any IRA account that you want. So you don't have to take a piece from each separate account with an IRA. You can come up with one number and go to whichever account you want to, or you can take a little bit out of each account. That's fine. The IRS is really looking at that total number and the total distribution. When it comes to 401ks, however, you have to take a separate distribution from each of those 401k plans. So if you have 401ks in the background there, two or three of them you may have left behind with former employers, then you'll have to go to each one of those accounts and take a distribution from each one separately.
All right, so that's good too. Write that down. That's a good thing to know for sure. And then, you know, that's the other thing. If you're taking money from an account already, do you still, because this can be confusing too, it's so twisted, do you still have to make an additional withdrawal on top of that?
Yeah, and that comes up quite often. Somebody may be taking a distribution from a from their IRA or their 401k account, whatever it is, on a regular basis each year to pay for their bills or help their retirement income, and all of a sudden they say, "Well, I got to take a minimum distribution. Do I have to take that also?" It depends. If the amount that you're drawing from your account is enough to satisfy your minimum distribution, that's all you have to worry about. Anything you take above that is just, you know, a distribution. You got to at least cover, once you're 70 and a half, yeah, your distributions have to at least cover your RMD, your required minimum distribution. You're always welcome to take more money out of it, because remember, every time you make a take a distribution from those accounts, you're paying taxes.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
absolutely.
The government doesn't mind you paying taxes back to them.
No kidding. I got a bunch of questions. Last time you and I were talking about some of those things that people just don't realize, and they have to sit and make a plan, and people don't want to make plans. We really struck a nerve with this. I got this from Sam, who said, "Ask Mike about what happens with health care. I'm confused because I really don't know. I'm 35 years old now. Who knows how many bazillions it will cost by the time I retire? How do I figure out what I'm going to need for health care concerns?"
Yeah, and we've had this conversation quite a few times. Health care is going to be the biggest kicker out there. That, you know, as we age, if we haven't taken care of ourselves, if we have genetic, you know, prone to certain illnesses, there's a million things that could go wrong that can affect your health over time. And, you know, for most people out there, Medicare is their primary source of health care once they reach retirement. Sometimes people are lucky enough to get some continued benefits through employers, or they're able to afford supplemental health care that, you know, can help fill some of the gaps that Medicare doesn't cover. But for a lot of people, you know, Medicare is going to be the primary source of health care.
Yeah, no kidding. It comes to mind, the other thing that somebody asked me about, they actually asked me on the air about Social Security, and they're worried because of some of the things that are talked about. Will Social Security be bankrupt? And even though they've been paying into it and they're 60 years old, will it be there when they retire?
Yeah, that's a question that always comes up, and you know, it's a difficult question to answer. You know, the withdrawal rates are there. People are taking money out. There's all kinds of numbers that get calculated. We're going to be bankrupt by this year, by this year, by this year. I mean, I talked to Social Security people, and a number of them say, you know, they aren't too concerned about it right now. But in the future, it might be a generation away before it happens. I think the best bet, though, no matter what you do, is to make sure that you take care of yourself and prepare as best as you can on your own. You know, part of the problem is that people are already dipping into previous generations. Social Security. The people that are collecting now, you know, some of those people are collecting into contributions that, you know, that you and I have made over time. The interest rates aren't there. The returns aren't there. There's a lot of different reasons that Social Security is a concern. But I think there's things that they can do to correct the problem, or at least to make it a little bit easier.
Yeah, no kidding. Mike Bonacorsi, Retirement Readiness, we appreciate it. Great information. You're just rocking it down. We'll talk to you again in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, Katie, good talking to you.
You too. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here.
Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson on Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Education a lot, and some of the things that we think should be happening, some of the sad things that aren't happening, from schools closing in rough areas and parts of the South Side in Chicago, and other schools that are just being bled dry, and the fact that education has really changed depending on where you live in this country and how old your kids are. So really excited to have on this show Ron Packard. He's the author of a new book called Education Transformation. And, by the way, the CEO of K12.com. Ron, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So already I'm tipping my hand by giving the website, of course, K12.com, online schools, kids in grades kindergarten through 12th grade. Is this really happening?
It is really happening. It's actually been happening for a while. I was in Colorado on Saturday, and we actually graduated the first students who actually had been in the program all the way from kindergarten through 12th grade. So it's happening for a while. We now have about 130,000 full-time students in our schools and across 33 states. And in the private online schools, we now have students in 85 countries. So it's really happening, and it's working well.
Yeah, talking about it working well, how is online schooling different than traditional schooling?
Well, the way to think about it is think about it as public schooling, but you can do it at home or anywhere, anytime, any place. So what it does is it gives you a very rigorous curriculum that's designed to meet or exceed the 50 state standards. But you can do it much more self-paced. You do it from your home. You have access to highly qualified, certified teachers who oversee that education. And you get flexibility, you have art, you have music, and you, in the self-paced nature, give students who need a little more time the chance to have that, and students who can work more quickly, they can work that way. So it really gives you a lot of flexibility in your education. It's individualized to the student, And it's always amazing to me that we have kids who are, you know, going to go to college at like 14, and then we have other students who have special needs that take a lot longer. But because it's individualized, it works for all of them.
So is it definitely geared for, you say it works for all of them, but I think if you have a super bright kid, I would think the online schooling would be super good for them. I bet it's easier to match up, is it?
Well, it's always easier when you have a child who's not only bright but also motivated.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they're working a lot more independently, having that motivation helps a lot. And there's no reason why you can't do a grade and a half or two grades per year. But amazingly, it also works for the kids who are behind grade level in a subject. Because if you imagine a child who, you know, needs an extra 5 minutes or 10 minutes to master the math lesson every day, a traditional teacher in a classroom can't wait for that child. So the fact that they can have that extra 10 minutes allows them to stay on grade level and not be left behind. So it really works for a large variety of kids, not for everybody, but for a lot of kids, it works incredibly well.
You know, you mentioned the arts, and I was just thinking this. So, like, I was a kid who was also excelled at a few sports. So what happens if you do the online schooling thing, but you're great at sports? Is that still okay? Is it still applicable?
Yeah, well, it is okay. It depends on the sport and the state you live in. But, you know, for example, a lot of kids, particularly the kids who are, you know, elite golfers, tennis players, or really dedicated to that, this allows them to spend their day on the golf course or the tennis court and then do their education at night. We have a young indie driver who's educated with us, and it's worked incredibly well for him. For people on team sports, you know, you can do a lot more time dedicated to your sport because you have more flexibility. Whether you play in your high school teams or not depends on where you live and what the state regulations are, but often, you know, our kids play on the high school teams and do their education outside of that. But, of course, with all the traveling club teams, it really gives athletes more time to do it. We had several students who were in the Olympics this past year.
Really? That did the whole online schooling thing?
They did. They did, because some of these, you know, athletes needed 8-10 hours a day to train.
Yeah.
So they could train and they could do the education more flexibly anywhere in the world.
Yeah. You mentioned about graduating the first class, doing the Colorado thing. Where are they going off to, the ones that are going to college?
So, they were all good students. So the ones I talked to, because I was actually there, one young man is going to Rollins College on a full golf scholarship. He's got a full scholarship there. He's going to play golf there. And another one that I talked to was going to Rensselaer Polytech Institute to study engineering.
Wow.
So they've been with us for 13 years. They seem to be doing quite well, and they're incredibly social, outgoing kids.
How do you choose the teachers? You talked about matching up and finding the teachers, but I'm sure when people are listening, they're thinking, oh, okay, now the big part of this equation, Ron, is the teachers. Where are the teachers coming from?
Well, we're very lucky because, you know, because we give teachers flexibility, we treat them well, and they can work from where they live. We have almost 30 applicants for every teaching job. We employ, I think, around 5,000 teachers now across the country. And because we have so many teachers applying for it, we're able to get a great group of teachers. And I think we have, you know, the best teaching core anywhere in the world. It's very selective because it's hard to get a job because we have so many to choose from. And we look for teachers that are great teachers, but also great at building relationships with their students. You know, we want not only the ability to be a great, you know, didactic instructor, but we also want, you know, teachers who build relationships with their families and their students.
So when the teacher's doing the class, is it, I'm thinking, what kind of technology are you using here?
Okay, well, some of the learning is asynchronous. The students are learning, you know, using interactive pieces and reading just like they would normally. But then that we use several technologies to run online discussion groups.
Mm-hmm.
So teachers can lead discussion groups with an interactive whiteboard so they can do problems or whatever they need to do. We do that. We do a lot of phone calls, emails. Teachers are available. When you're struggling with an issue, you can get a teacher immediately. But the online whiteboard session we use for both tutoring when you have a problem, but also for leading discussion groups.
Ah, all right. Interesting. And the kids, I'm thinking out loud, you know, so no brick and mortar. Do they ever get together?
They do, lots of times. So in the elementary schools, we have teachers run field trips. Like almost every month, every teacher's running a field trip, and you can go to other teachers' field trips. So we have the students gathering all the time. Additionally, we do a lot of things like we'll run proms for high school kids. We'll have kids drive 3-4 hours from all over the state to go to the prom. we do graduation. And then also you have families that, you know, live in the same community. They find each other and they do it together. So you might, it wouldn't be that unusual to see three or four families doing this together with their kids. And that way they create a social environment for the kids that way. But, you know, most of our kids socially are involved in things like Little League or ballet or church groups. So they're getting a lot of socialization outside of school as well.
Yeah. If I I'm living in a school district. Is any of the tuition coming from my local school district? Am I paying the tuition? How does that work?
Well, if you're in one of the 33 states that have public virtual academies that we're with, it's free to you. So the Ooh. Money is paid by the taxpayers, and most of it generally comes from the state. It's usually a discount to what is paid for a traditional brick and mortar school. So taxpayers win, and the families win because they get a choice.
Right, so they can. And has that been successful? I mean, you pump the word out there, and there are kids that are and families that are opting for that.
It has been successful. I mean, like I mentioned, we're now at 130,000, you know, students full time, and hundreds of thousands more taking individual courses through their school district. So, you know, it's been quite successful, and we're still growing, you know, more than 20% a year. So this is just continuing to catch on.
Ultimately, what's the goal? What would you like to see happen with this?
What I want to see is every child in the country have access to a free, you know, full-time virtual school so that if it's the right choice for you, you can make that choice. And for most kids, the traditional brick-and-mortar school works fine. But we want everybody to have the choice because the way the students and the families win education is to provide them as many choices as possible so that each family can find the right education for them. And because technology allows it to be individualized, we think this is a great choice for families. And also, if you're in a high school, we want you to be able to take all your electives online. You know, if you want to take Chinese, you shouldn't be limited because your high school doesn't offer it. If you want to take Oracle programming, you should be allowed to. So we want to make sure every child in the United States has as individualized options as possible and as many options as possible.
Do you see this spreading? Because, you know, we're talking about the United States here, and we're speaking with Ron Packer, the CEO of K12.com. Do you see this spreading to other countries?
Oh, there's no question. And I think when you get to the developing world, they're going to leapfrog brick-and-mortar schools in the same way they leaped over landlines, because it's just so expensive to build a brick-and-mortar infrastructure that a lot of these countries, you know, there are now hundreds of millions of students around the world who don't go to school at all. And the fact that if you can pump in a wireless signal and have a low quality tablet, you can educate them. That's powerful. So I see it happening very quickly, particularly in the developing world, where they're now going to have a more efficient way to educate their population, which really is the key to economic growth.
Yeah. How do you figure out, should your kid go to online school? I mean, that's a simple question. How do you know?
Well, I think the first question to ask is, are you satisfied with the current option or is something not working? And if you're satisfied, then it's probably not great to make a change right now. If you're something not working, either your child is struggling and falling behind, or they're bored, or they're just very self-motivated, they have a hard time sitting in a chair still, they get bored, then it's worth looking at. And, you know, if you have a young child, like K-3, K-4, know that you're gonna have an adult who spends some time with them. And at high school, if your child, you know, motivated, you know, you won't have to spend much time. It'll all be with the teacher, and you don't need much from the adult at home other than a coach and encouragement. So I think it's worth looking at if for some reason that school you're going to now isn't working for you.
There you go. Ron Packard, continued success. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds. It's reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled InfidelBodyArmor, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.